over work him a week ago, so they went to Xavier Gallant. They went to three different running backs deep and really made that happen. So I think with that running back depth, they make themselves even tougher to beat if you think you took one guy down. They've got fresh legs and good fresh legs coming up behind them, and I think that was one of the strengths I saw. I think their offense defensive line are strengths for Lumen Christi, and I think there's another strength that they have, and that is Timmy Crowley. And you know, they don't ask him to throw a lot and we think he can, but he just goes out and runs that offense by the book and runs it well, and you don't see him make a lot of mistakes, not a lot of errors, not a lot of center quarterback exchange issues, not a lot of running quarterback to running back exchange issues. Crowley's just been out there and does what he needs to do.
Yeah, and when we watch him throw, he looks more than just a high school game manager too. That kid can throw the ball, and as you said, they just rely on that run game, so he doesn't get that opportunity too much. But yeah, Crowley's arm has been impressive.
Yeah, and we'll take our chances at getting to see him maybe throw it a couple times today. Who knows? But what I think what you said last week, and I think holds true, is he's got a little swagger in his step, Timmy Crowley, and that swagger kind of translates to the rest of the squad too. And again, this is a very good Lumen team. They're 9-1, 3-0 in their league this year to win the Cascades League, their first year in the conference, and they win it. And their only loss was to an undefeated Gaylor team who's 10-0 now after they won their first playoff game too. So very good Lumen Christi team. The winner of this one will move on to face the winner of a game going on tonight. Clinton and Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central matched up. Clinton at 9-1 on the year, 7-0 in their league, and Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 6-4 overall and 4-3 in their league. But that's one of those kind of a pedestrian win-loss record, but when you see who they play on their schedule, you start to know that's a pretty talented quality team. So the matchups only get tougher from here on out in the playoffs. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. And when we come back, we'll continue working our way toward kickoff. It's the Lumen Christi Titans and the Napoleon Pirates on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Playoff coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now to protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor here at Lumen Christi High School, and we've had the anthem, all the pregame festivities come to a close, and it's ready for game time on better weather for this Lumen Christi-Napoleon matchup than last year's semifinal tilt over at Chelsea High School. We were standing outside of the press box up at the top in the wind, and it must have been zero degrees.
Oh, it was 100 below, Steve. Yeah. My feet are still cold.
So, yeah, at least 50 degrees or so warmer today. And we're glad to get it going. The Pirates will receive the kickoff from Salazar. And here we go. Kick is up. It's end over end. It's not going to go too deep. Bounces and fielded at the 7 by the Pirates. Working to the left side of the field. And the kick coverage brings him down before he can get to the 15. So let's call it the 14-yard line. Nope, they're going to put it right on the 15. So that's a decent spot for Napoleon, but nowhere really to go on the return. Cooper Weirs, the ball carrier there.
And Steve, Cooper Weirs is, Weirs is the kind of the replacement for Fowler, who is replacing Bradley.
Fowler under center now for the Pirates. And handoff on first down. Going to get past the 15 to about the 16. So 2 yards on first down, second and 8. Just underway here. Playoff coverage brought to you by Trips Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident. First quarter of action brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't.
Steve, we talked about how Napoleon can stay in this game, and it's going to start and end with their run game. They're going to have to be successful, and they're going to have to churn out some difficult first downs, eat some clock.
I formation with two receivers to the right for Fowler, and he does look to throw, and he's got a good matchup there. Gets past the 20, and it looks like that's going to go down to about the 23. And that'll make it third down and just one here for Napoleon. And you don't expect to necessarily see the backup come out and wing it. And it wasn't a deep throw, just that quick receiver out. And, you want to get that matchup where it's one-on-one so the receiver can make a move and get some yardage, and that's a pretty good gain on second down.
Yeah, and Van Poppel's a very capable receiver, big guy, tough to match up against. Just throw it near him.
Two receivers to the left now in the I formation, and Fowler keeping it. Oh, he breaks it to the outside. Pulling on the run out to the 40, down to the 43, and we get a flag in at the end of the play, too.
Steve, I think Fowler fumbled, and that was Mason Roth that just kind of came out of nowhere and scooped it up and came out of a pile.
Yeah, it kind of looked like, I don't know if it was just on the snap or if that was a designed QB run to just kind of get that first down and move the chains, but
that ball on sportsmanlike face mask against the Titans.
Yeah.
It's a good way to end a bad play with an extra 20 yards and 15 at the end of it for a face mask penalty against the Titans. So Napoleon moves it into the Lumen Christi half of the field at the 43-yard line with 10:24 to play in the first quarter. We're scoreless, just underway, and a first down for the Pirates.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was going to be the old tush-push or brotherly shove, as you like to say, that Philadelphia Eagles have made famous in this miss exchange on the snap. But Roth heads up.
He takes the handoff now on first down and into a pile of Titans, and they stop the forward progress. The whistle's slow to come out on that one, but they'll get about a yard maybe. Second down and 9 here from the 42.
Well, the game's been 2 minutes old, so I guess that's the first time we need to mention Aiden Pastoriza on the tackle there. We're going to be saying his name quite often, I'm sure.
Yeah, that stout defensive line for the Titans has been a problem for running games all season long. Pastoriza and Luke Smith down there. On the outsides. This time they give to the fullback on second down, and he's going to grab a couple yards to the, oh, they put down the 41, so really just a yard, make it third and 7. Not third and 8 here, really.
Steve, that was a good tackle by London Hampton, freshman, because the runner kind of bounced off the original hit and maybe had a little room, but Hampton came in and kind of did a little, like, WWF move and just flung him to the ground.
And that's, yeah, that's the tough thing, is you get past those, the big guys, and there's the linebackers filling in those gaps, and they can lay the lumber too. Pretty good defensive interior for the Titans, and then the coverage isn't bad either in the backfield. Third and 7 here, or excuse me, 8 for Napoleon. Hit as he releases, but an open man. 20 down to the 16-yard line. Wait for Fowler to hang in and get the pass away. Completes it downfield, and a big gain again for the Pirates on third down. On the reception there for Napoleon is Sam Jennings. And that is another first down, and they continue this drive. And like you said, Brian, it's about keeping these drives alive, keep that offense on the field, and keep the Titans from possessing the football. And that's a recipe for getting a victory.
Yeah, but boy, here's where you must punctuate this with a score. You can't just be happy with a little march.
They give this to Jennings on first and 10, and he stopped for no gain.
Yeah, that time he goes into the arms of their other big defensive lineman. That's Luke Smith. Isaac Graber on the stop for the Titans. Steve, you mentioned linebackers, too, for the Titans. You see, against running teams, they really creep up there and start filling those holes. So where you think there might be a gap, usually being filled by those looming linebackers, including Pierre Gray, Cassius Griffin.
7.5 to play here, first quarter, second down and 10 for Napoleon in Lumen territory at the 21. Excuse me, the 16. And one of those quick out passes, and it was a backwards pass, so even though he dropped it, Van Poppel has to pick it up, and he's going to lose a yard and bring up third down and 11 now for Napoleon. This is a quick receiver pass, and he bounced off his hands, and again, backwards pass, so technically a running play, right?
Yeah. And Van Poppel pretty heads up right there, because sometimes you'll see a kid just give up on that thinking it's incomplete, but he knew that he needed to get it. And Lumen Christie D was heads up as well.
And there was no whistle. And so with third down and 11 and Napoleon at risk of seeing this drive stall out, 6:38 to play first quarter. Good long first possession here for the Pirates, keeping the clock running. And Fowler back to throw and has an open man for a moment. Incomplete on the left sideline. And intended receiver on the play there was Weirs. And fourth down and 11 now. And even if they get it to Weirs, that's maybe 5 yards if he's able to make that catch. And a tough catch it would have been over on the sideline, too, well covered. And now fourth and 11 for Napoleon. And we see it looks like the offense is staying out, though, Brian. No field goal attempt, it looks like.
Yeah, they're kind of in that high school no man's land where just long enough where you don't feel very comfortable about a successful field goal.
We get Fowler out of the shotgun here. Van Poppel comes in motion across the formation out to the right side. Fake throw there by Fowler. Now pulls it down and tosses it. And Van Poppel, the intended receiver on the play, well defended, and turnover on downs for Napoleon. So a good long drive. Just failed to come away with points at the end of it. So 6:25 to play in the first quarter, and Lumen Christi will get their first crack at the football.
Yeah, I think Fowler just found out in those last two pass plays what every quarterback that throws the ball against Lumen finds out quickly, and that's Pastor Eason and Luke Smith are coming after you. You got to get rid of it quickly.
So let's get look at this Titans offense that has managed to put up some consistent point totals all season long. Under center here, Crowley. In motion's Gabe King. They fake it to him. It's Gallant on the carry. And he's going to get stopped for just about a yard on first down. Wow, they give him three. Didn't look like he had much, but second down and seven here for Lumen Christi.
Steve, we saw this last week. Gallant getting the start over Cadell Williams. Now, last week it was just for a series, and Cadell came in, but Gallant ran hard and well last week.
I know, and I just get the sense that Williams is not 100%, and they're going to kind of let him get healthier before they really want to need to lean on him. Gallon on second down, slashes through the line into the secondary, weaving through traffic past the 40 down to the 44-yard line. They're going to mark it on the 43, but a nice gain by Gallant, and he carries that out to the Titans 42-yard line. First and 10 for Lumen with 5:31 to play in the first half, or first quarter, excuse me.
Yeah, and Gallant again running hard, running well, right on cue. But I tell you what, nothing to take away from that run. It was a good run, but big hole open there for X-Men.
Indeed, and he really earned his paycheck on that one once he got past that. You know, got into that the linebackers and the defensive secondary, and that's where you saw the footwork kind of carry him for that extra yardage. First and 10. King in motion. Again, they fake to him and give it to the fullback, and he's going to break a tackle, carry it out to the 47-yard line, 48 for the spot, and that's Rayburg on the carry. Second down and about three now for Lumen near midfield. 49, good spot.
Yeah, boy, every time Lumen does that little fullback dive, Rayburg always seems to have a little open hole himself. That tackle there made by Fowler, Caden Fowler, who is now the Napoleon quarterback, if you're just tuning in. Grant Bradley out with a separated shoulder.
Real big set here for the Titans with three in the backfield. Pitch out goes to Gallant to the left. Good penetration by the Pirate defense. Gallant's going to get stopped for no gain, maybe even just a smidge of a loss. Third down and three now for Lumen.
And that tackle made by Ashton Warner, the freshman. I know the other Napoleon game we did, Steve, earlier, we were really impressed with that freshman. Didn't look like a freshman.
3:55 to play first quarter. We're still scoreless here at Lumen Christi High School. Titans with their first possession, and just shy of midfield at the 49 with a third down upcoming. In what is now Herb Brogan's 500th game coaching for the Titans. And with just over 400 wins, that's a pretty good win percentage.
Do the math.
And some flags come in as the offense begins. False start against the Titans. And so they'll move it back 5 yards, make it third down. And eight, nine. Wait, why am I doing eight? Jeez, math. Struggle here for me. But 3:27 to play in the first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't.
When you're struggling with that kind of math, that just leads me to one conclusion. You were out too late last night.
That's probably the case. I slept in this morning.
Okay.
Shotgun now for Crowley. Rayburg evacuates the backfield. Play action. Crowley looking to throw on third and eight. Into the middle of the field. Into the arms of the receiver. And he dropped it. Pass was there. And incomplete. Receiver on the play. Colin Wilson.
Boy, we talked pregame about Crowley's arm. And he zipped it in there really nicely. Threaded that right between the numbers for Colin Wilson.
So that'll bring up a fourth down. Or did we have a flag? Oh, flag against the Titans is declined. Fourth and eight here for the Titans, and it looks like the punt unit is coming out of the field. 3 minutes to play precisely here in the first quarter. Scoreless tie. And the Napoleon defense does their job. Gets their team, the D off the field, and will bring the offense back out.
I always like when you tell me in seconds, like 180 seconds to go in the first quarter.
The sales are on the 32-yard line, and we get another flag coming in here. And Coach Brogan threw off his headset there for a moment. Only made a short statement and put the headset back on, but unhappy with these procedure penalties, these pre-snap penalties, or on the snap penalties against the Titans that have moved them from a third and three at the 49 to a fourth and 13 from the 39. There's your kick. Is away. I don't see a flag. Bounces at the 30 to the 25. And they mishandled there. And he lost it again. Looked like he was losing it again as he went down. So on the Weirs with the return. He's going to end up with it at about 21. And that's where the Pirates will take over with 2:47 to play in our opening quarter.
Well, Steve, so far for the Pirates, again, I'm sure a Pirate fans would have liked to seen some points come out of that first long drive, but they knocked off a good chunk of a first quarter, still tied.
Yeah, the game's gotten a lot shorter and still 0-0, and the Pirates get the football back. And, you know, I mean, we saw what can happen quickly with that game with Grass Lake last week, where at one point it was tied 14-14, and by the half it was 29-14, and then we know what the final ended up being. Timeout for the Pirates here. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. 2:47 to play in the first quarter when we come back on WKHM. It's a 0-0 tie.
Stuck on the side of the road? Phelps Towing is here to save the day. With our comprehensive roadside services, including jump starts, lockouts, fuel deliveries, and more, we've got you covered. Our experienced and friendly team is available 24/7 to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let a breakdown ruin your day. Call Phelps Towing, 517-764-1921, and let us help you get moving again.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Scoreless start to this one, 2:47 to play first quarter. First and 10 for the Pirates, and we've got that on the 22-yard line. And they're still looking to the sideline after the huddle. In the timeout, we got a player coming in from the sideline tossing his helmet on. And that was, Sam Jennings. And there's a handoff to Roth on first down. Just a quick run in between the guard and the center there. But he's battled for some yardage and can take that all the way out to the 26. And make a second down about five.
Steve, we just watched something that we haven't seen. I don't think I've seen all year, and that was the Lumen Christi defensive line kind of going backwards. Good push there for the Napoleon offensive line.
They break the huddle and come out there. This time it's a shotgun. And rolling out is Van Poppel. Takes the snap and sweeps it. And he's going to lose maybe a yard. Another pretty good spot there. Staying right there on the 27-yard line. Third down and about 5 yards for Napoleon.
We always talk about the size of Lumen Christi's defensive line, but their linebackers and D-backs can really go side to side well, so it's hard to run wide against this Lumen Christi defense as well. So you can't run up the middle, and it's hard to run wide. Not sure what that leaves you, but Napoleon is trying to find out.
Pirates coming up to the line. Again, shotgun with Van Poppel back there at quarterback. And a little motion play, flag comes in, illegal shift.
Delay of game.
Oh. That whistle didn't seem to come in until after they had snapped it, so
yeah.
Hard to call it delay of game on that, but they do. And so from 3rd and 5, make it 3rd and 10 now for Napoleon. With a minute 19 to play first quarter, scoreless tie. And a 3rd and 10 play for Napoleon.
And this is something that's kind of catching us off guard, is Fowler's out there but not playing QB. Van Poppel taking a couple snaps in a row. I don't know if those were just like the gimmick plays to get Van Poppel the ball. Yep, because Fowler back under.
In the shotgun, and he takes the snap, and the Titans get to him and sack him back at the 12-yard line. So that will bring it up fourth down and about. Oh, they put it on the 15, but that's still fourth and about 17, 18 yards. And Napoleon will punt for the first time in this one. Gabe King's right there at the 50, ready to accept the punt.
That was Luke Smith there with his dinner, little saccharoni and cheese.
Punts away. Pretty good boot, spiraling. And caught at the 49 and absolutely leveled there. Gabe King hold on to it like a champ. Mason Roth making the tackle, and it'll be first and 10 for the Titans with the nose of the football right on the 50-yard line.
That's just about anybody but Gabe King. I think they dropped that because he got hit immediately.
Yep.
But we know Gabe King has not even real human hands. They're robot hands. They have to be, Steve, because he never loses a football.
Robot hands made out of stickum. Yeah. 32 seconds, 1st and 10. 50-yard line pitch out. And going to the right side is Hampton. And he's going to be brought down. Kind of looked like they got him by the helmet. No flag up. He's brought down at the 55. And again, that is London Hampton on the carry, the freshman for the Titans.
Yeah, real talented freshman. Steve, you're right. From up here, it looked like London's going to need to check to make sure his head's still attached.
Facing the right direction, at least, yeah. He's in the back of the I formation here for the Titans. There's the snap, and
that's the end of the first quarter.
End of the first quarter. So time ran out before they could run that play. We're scoreless after one here at Lumen Christi High School. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Second quarter upcoming on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
I got my wisdom teeth done at the Dental Experience. Dr. Anish Gupta, the service at the Dental Experience was great. Staff was top-notch, facility was top-notch, as well as the equipment. They made sure I was comfortable, made sure I was okay before I got the procedure done. Not only did the procedure impress me, it was the fact that they gave me a checkup call to make sure everything was okay and if I needed any further assistance. Most offices haven't gave me a call after I've got procedures done or appointments for that matter. So the fact that they gave me a call and made sure I was okay was the cherry on top.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First down, London Hampton goes off tackle and breaks a big one out to the 34-yard line in Napoleon territory in the Titans. And the first kind of success on the drive here, Hampton's looked good.
And Steve, here we're in the second quarter and still no Cadell Williams sighting. I wonder, Lumen Christi coaching staff could not have fallen for the, hey, we won't play Grant Bradley if you don't play Cadell Williams trick, would they? They wouldn't fall for that.
I've been kind of scanning the sideline, and I haven't noticed him down there. As Crowley rolls out, passes into the flat for Rayburg. He delivers a hit to a defender, down to the 20 and maybe down to the 19 before he's stopped. There's a little play action rollout pass for Timmy Crowley on the mark. And first and 10 Titans at the 20.
Yeah, right before the first quarter ended, I felt like Lumen Christie kind of was picking up the pace a little bit, maybe just injecting some juice into this team, feeling that it's a slow start.
Yeah, we're here in the second quarter, and scoreless thus far, but here comes Lumen's first trip into the red zone. Crowley hands off to Gallant, who immediately bounces it to the outside, turns up field to the 15. We get a flag in late in that play. Gallant pulled down after a five-yard gain. We'll see what the flag ends up being, because where it came into the backfield, I don't know. Hold maybe, but personal foul face mask is going to go against the Pirates.
Boy, I didn't see that on the tackle. Somebody must have got to him a little bit early.
Again, the winner, this one will play the winner of the matchup tonight between Clinton and Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. Currently, Clinton leads that one 16-7 with 4:47 to play in the first quarter. Thank you to Tom Ratchford for that update. We also got a score, Zeeland West 16-7 leading Coopersville in that one early. We have 10.5 to play in the first half in this one. Still scoreless, but now the Titans down inside the 10. And now inside the end zone, handoff. No, there, no signal down at the 1 on the carry there for Rayburg. Second down and goal now for Lumen from the 1.
I think a couple of Lumen guys thought he was in. Kind of gave the touchdown signal. Fooled you anyway.
They did. Second and goal. And it's that big set with get Rayburg with Gallants the deep back. They fake the pitch back to him, go up the middle. It's into the end zone, but a flag coming out. I think we'll get another procedure penalty against Lumen.
Illegal shift against the Titans. Boy, they're claiming illegal shift. I didn't see who that would have been on. But, yeah, kind of uncharacteristic right now of Lumen with a couple procedure penalties, a false start. It's almost like, you know, we talk about the psyche of high school players and this feels like a group of guys that maybe a lot of people said, you know, Napoleon doesn't have a shot against you. To, you know, this there's just something a little slow starting right now about Lumen.
We're inside of 10 minutes to play in the first half. Still a scoreless tie. Titans now move it back to the 6-yard line. Second and goal from there. Saunders and Rayburg there to block for Gallant as he takes the handoff, goes to the left side. He's going to get a yard, maybe two. Stops short of the goal line again. It'll be third and goal now with 9.5 to play in the first half.
You got to believe Lumen right here has in their mind thinking two plays to score. And the 3.5, I can't imagine them kicking one unless they go backwards.
Gallant's going to go to the sideline. That's going to get London Hampton into the game. As the deep back. Saunders and Rayburg to block for him. He takes the handoff and is going to walk it in. Well blocked there. Untouched Hampton from 3 yards out. And the Titans strike first. 6-0 Lumen with 8:51 to play in the first half.
Yeah, you weren't joking when you said untouched. Hampton could have driven a small golf cart through that hole.
And I mean, I say he walked it in. He ran, but he could have walked. I don't think anybody had a shot at wrinkling his jersey even. 8:51 left in a 6-0 lead for the Titans. Extra point for Salazar. Holds down, kick is up. And we've seen him do it all year. Another good extra point for Salazar. Titans lead 7-0. 30-second commercial break. More football coming up on WKHM.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Professor Brian Haynes. Titans lead this one 7-0 with 8:51 to play first half. Pirates will get it back. They're working right to left on your radio dial. Deep to return, Van Poppel. And as we've seen, Cooper Weirs.
I think the Pirates want to make a little adjustment and try to catch this kick in the fly and not let it bounce. They've kind of been avoiding disaster.
Not much to do there, catching it in the air on the line drive. And again, sort of mishandled by Van Poppel. He's at the 10, dodging a couple tacklers, changes direction, and he's able to get to the 15, maybe the 16. That's where they'll come out and spot it. First and 10 for Napoleon from their own 16-yard line here.
Something that you and I don't talk much about, Lumen Christie's special teams, they always seem to have very good coverage, everybody disciplined, kind of staying in their lanes. You don't see many teams just break one against their kickoff.
Yeah, kick coverage is usually quite good. And again, when you've got a lot of times Salazar's putting that through the end zone, or teams are willing to let it bounce and go in there so that, you know, to not return it and take that 20-yard field position. But Salazar does have a big boot on him. In this case, it's a handoff for Napoleon on first down. Get back to the line of scrimmage, not much more on the give to Roth. And that's something that so far Lumen's done excellent is Corral Roth. Can't even really get out of the blocks here against these guys.
Yeah, Roth does not have quite the same holes to run through as Hampton just did on that last touchdown.
Back to the drawing board here for the Pirates as they break the huddle with 8:06 to play in the first half, trailing 7-0. Seen some trickery. It looks like we still have Fowler out there in the shotgun with Roth standing next to him, Van Poppel in motion, and they give it to him on the sweep. He's going to get to the 15 and lose a yard. We have a flag over on that right sideline.
You know, when we did the Napoleon-Michigan Center game, that was a play where we'd see Bradley fake that to Van Poppel and hold it and run out the other side. And, you know, Fowler, I'm sure, is capable of that, but that's just one other piece that they're missing when they're missing Grant Bradley tonight.
So here we go, Ray. We talk about a lot about Luke Smith and Pastoriza on the ends of that line. In the middle, you've got Ray Berg and Anton Baker. And those guys plugging up all the holes as Fowler rolls out, chased out of there by Smith, gets the throw away, and we had a leaping attempt at it by Weirs, but incomplete. So it'll bring up third down, and what do we have, about 11? With 7:15 to play here in the third. It's going to be fourth down, and the punt unit will come out for Napoleon. And so when we had that 0-0 tie, it looked okay for the Pirates. But as I said, it can shift quickly with a little, you know, three and out here and a punt away, and the Titans will have plenty of time to expand their lead.
And Napoleon just can't get into those third and long situations. It's going to be a long night if so.
Punter there at the 3-yard line for Napoleon. The snap's there, and the flag's going to come out, and it's going to be a procedure penalty against the Pirates. So Christian Nykamp will punt it, this time standing in their own end zone, and this is likely going to result in pretty good field position for Lumen Christie, the sure-handed Gabe King on the 45, hoping to receive this punt away.
And not just sure-handed, but fleet of foot as well. He has some moves.
Slippery. There's a kick. Left-footed boot by Nykamp, and King's going to have to go back to the 50 to get it, but he's got some running room. Roth, who took him down last time, not going to be able to get there. And Gabe King's going to get to about the 43 and spun down there. First and 10 Titans with pretty great field position.
But still pretty good all in all for Napoleon there with that punt coming from their end zone.
6:56 remains here in the first half. 7-0 Titan lead. They get the football back on Napoleon's half of the field.
You know, Steve, kind of an odd game so far. Just not much feels like it's happening. Both crowds, big crowds, but not real loud right now. There's nothing really to get all excited about for either squad.
It's been one of those kind of those real chill games where you get a lot of like back and forth run plays. And snap it to Gabe King out of the backfield there, and he's going to carry for 11 yards on first down.
A little wildcat for Gabe King.
Give him nine, yeah. King just took off.
Yeah, he looked like a wildcat.
6:39 in the clock running. Second down and one for the Titans. Looked like he got 11 to me, but spot moves back. It's at the 34.
Yeah, one of his paws must have been down.
He split right now in this formation. Offset eye for the Titans. Deep back is Gallant. They pitch it out to him. He's looking for a spot to go through the line. He jumps over a defender, gets to the 30, and then is pushed backwards. Looks like 29 is the spot, which will move the chains for the Titans. First and 10 from there as we get down to 6:10 on the game clock here in the first half. Got an update from Western where the Panthers have scored 7-0 Western in the lead in their game with Stevensville Lakeshore on K105.3.
Go Panthers. Congratulations. Great season. In Parma. We'll be partying at Ferg's tonight.
It's going to be wild out there.
That's a dub.
Play action. Crowley rolling out to his left. Chased by Roth, and now he goes on the run. Roth got his jersey, but Crowley's going to get to the 25 and then maybe the 23 before he's twisted down. We don't see Crowley run much, Brian, but on that one, he looked pretty swift.
He did. And you were right, I think he would have been down a couple yards earlier, but Roth flinged him forward and threw him for two more extra yards.
Second down and four now for Lumen. 5:17 on the clock. And they're in the left hash, 23-yard line.
And again, just slow, 7-0. This, I guess, plays to Napoleon's.
I formation and the give is to London Hampton, the running back, and another procedure penalty against the Titans. And illegal motion against the Titans. I bet we haven't had this many procedure penalties for the Titans all year. Yeah, they matched their season total in the first half of this game. 4:58, the clock stops. Moving back 5 yards, second down and nine for Lumen.
And whatever's happening, it's like they're really looking for it, because up here we're not seeing anything. I hear the coaching staff next to us kind of perplexed as well.
I wonder if that's the word they would use. Hampton's the back. Hard count by Crowley, and now the defense jumps. So look at that 5 yards back with an offside penalty against Napoleon.
Kind of thought Crowley only did that if it was third and five, but apparently he wanted that 5 yards back, and boy, it sure seems like any time he goes hard count, he gets the other team to jump. We've seen that a lot this year.
Maybe a little... just a little demonstration there, too, to show that the Titans' line could stay put when they needed to. Because we've seen those legal movement penalties against him. Crowley's now under center, takes the snap, gives to Hampton, bounces to the outside. He's going to slide past the 25 to about the 23, which gets it to third down and about three here for Lumen Christie.
Look kind of like Hampton might be able to break that outside, but good shoestring tackle by Caden Fowler. Holding on for life.
3:49 to play here as the first half continues to kind of run away from us, Brian. Short half of football.
If there hadn't been so many penalties, it'd be even shorter.
There's a give to Gallant on third down, and I think he's got the distance. Nope. They're going to put it at the 20, and that's going to be just short with fourth and inches, maybe.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked to see Lumen run their fourth down play of a hard count. This is where they tend to like to hustle up to the ball.
.305 and the clock's running, and thought you might get to see a little tush-push there, but Crowley just gives to Rayburg, and he goes battering ram style to the first down distance. 18-yard line, first and 10 for Lumen in the red zone again. They're one for one so far with a 7-0 lead. We have 2:56 to play, and it's almost halftime here.
I believe last week we might have seen Rayburg had a carry where it didn't go for any yards, and we made mention that that's rare.
Yeah.
So if it's fourth and one, you hand it to him, you feel pretty comfortable you're going to pick up the yard.
He's the fullback now with Gallant, the deep back. Two receivers wide right for Crowley. He goes to King in the slot, drops it. A say incomplete. It might be the first time I've ever called a Gabe King drop.
Yeah, let's. We need to alert the media. But
we
are
the
media.
So bring up second and 10, stops the clock at 2.5. 7-0 lead for Lumen Christi. And by the way, unfortunate that he didn't catch that, because that might have been a touchdown. I think that play caught Napoleon a little awry, and he had a blocker, and Gabe King probably takes that to the house.
Yeah, and I do think that's what caused the drop. I think he knew he had a chance to get there.
He had to make a move, but he would have maybe got there. They pitch it out to Gallant now, and the defense is there to snuff him. And it's at the 20-yard line, so he'll lose a yard. And third down and 11 now for Lumen Christi. Good individual effort by Napoleon on Aiden Booth getting in to make the stop. Clock still running. We're going to be inside of 2 minutes before this third down play takes place. Again, Titans leading 7-0. They'll face the winner of a game going on tonight between Clinton and Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. That one is a tight one so far. 16-14, Clinton in front. So they give it to Rayburg again, and he breaks a couple tackles on third down in 11. They give it to the fullback. He carries it all the way down to the 10, which is going to make it fourth down and 1 yard. And you almost just expect maybe another shot. Another carry for Rayburg in this situation.
Yeah, they
it's really have, about two or three yards.
Yeah, as I say, they kind of marked that to where it's even three. So
yeah, it's the big set. Gallant's the deep back. Pull Saunders into the backfield there with Rayburg. Crowley under center. No receivers in this case. And then you do get the hard count from Crowley and a timeout from the Titans. 7-0 Titans with a minute and 11 seconds to play in the first half. 60-second commercial break, and we'll be back with this fourth down play on WKHM.
Discover the exclusive Michigan-made checking account available only at True Community Credit Union. With a Michigan-made checking account, you can earn up to 5.25% APY. Earn points each month based on the activities and relationships you have connected to your account. Plus, there's no minimum balance or monthly fee. Visit TrueCCU.com to open your exclusive Michigan-made checking account today.
Do you need metal? Alro Metals Outlet has you covered for all of your projects, making buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Alro Metals Outlet retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop their wide selection. Alro Metals Outlet doesn't just serve machine shops, job shops, contractors, and welders. They also serve artists and DIYers. Alro will even saw, cut, and shear your metal while you wait. For all your metal needs, visit one of Alro's 20-plus locations, including many Michigan locations in Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Livonia, Kalamazoo, Troy, and Warren. Learn more online at alrometalsoutlet.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth down carry, London Hampton on the carry and stuffed. So on the fourth down play, the Titans will turn it over on downs. Nice penetration by the Napoleon defense.
Yeah, Caden Fowler came shooting through there like he was in the Lumen Christi huddle. He knew what was going to happen.
Oh, is that? It's not some kind of sign-stealing accusation, is it? Minute 7 to play here in the first half and a 7-0 Titans lead, but a nice defensive effort by the Pirates on that possession keeps it from being a bigger lead. Now they've got It's got 90 yards to go here. If they want to score, Fowler takes it. Now an inside handoff back the other way for Roth. He's going to get to the 10 and maybe to the 14. So that'll be second down and 7. Could have been more, but a pretty good tackle there by the Titans.
Steve, I got to believe Napoleon is just going to be okay with trying to run this clock down and get to halftime only down 7. Kind of thought Grass Lake might do that last week, and it ended up kind of costing them coming back and biting them.
At 32 seconds, and yeah, no hustle here by the Pirates to run a play. They do go with a spread set here. Fowler rolling out looking to throw, and he's going to look in the flat for Weirs. Missed him, and fortunate that they didn't, that pass didn't get picked off with Dumont over in the area.
Yeah, I thought they might be happy just to go into half down 7, but that play didn't act like that was part of their plans.
Clock stops at 21 seconds.
Yeah. We'll see if they are held here. If Luma Christie takes a timeout, maybe gives Crowley one more shot.
Or give Gabe King a chance to return a punt or something. Yeah,
absolutely.
Third
and
down.
Salazar has a leg, too. You know, just get a few yards and give him a field goal attempt.
Get third down at 7, 14-yard line for Napoleon in their own end of the football field. It's Fowler rolling out. Now he's going to run it. And they'll bring him down at the 12, so he'll lose some yardage. But it gets the clock going in. A Lumen Christie timeout now on fourth down and 9. So correctly predicted by Brian Haynes. Let's take 30 seconds. We got 17 seconds to play in the half when we come back on WKHM.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather with a Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Titan will look to get the football back. Gabe King back at the 49. Waiting to receive a punt here as Nykamp standing on the goal line to kick this one away. Senior punter for Napoleon.
Got a good boot last time.
Catches it, gets it away. Had a couple of Titans in his face, but he does get the punt away at the 40 and out of the sideline to the 30 and out of bounds for Gabe Kings. With 8 seconds, the clock will stop, and let's see where that spot ends up. Looks like we got it at the 27-yard line.
I think Lumen still has timeout left, so they do have time to run one quick play. And then maybe give Salazar a chance at a boot or just an end zone attempt.
Huddle breaks here for Lumen Christie, heading up to the line of scrimmage. And it's shotgun for Crowley. Rayburg and Gallant in the backfield with him. Gabe King in the slot. Look for Charlie Saunders out on the field, too, for the Titans. And rolling out to throw, Crowley looking, going to the end zone, intercepted. So with no time on the clock, he went for one, picked off by Napoleon, and that's where we'll end the half, 7-0. Lumen Christie leads this one. Let's take 3 minutes for a commercial break here, and we'll come back and look at the first half of action, get all the scores we can from around town. As, again, the Titans lead this one 7-0 at halftime on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
The weather's cooled off, which means it's time to get that furnace up to spec. We will be spending a lot of time indoors watching football with friends and family. But what about your ducts? All that built-up dust and debris that's been sitting, waiting to fill your home with bacteria and allergens, increasing your chances of getting sick. Get ahead of the issue before it becomes a bigger issue by calling Ducts of Mid-Michigan to schedule your duct cleaning at 517-499-6692. That's 499-6692. 412 Prospect Street in Jackson. Online at ducts.com. That's DUCTZ.com.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Titans lead at 7-0. And it's unremarkable, a 3-yard touchdown run by London Hampton, and good sustained drive on that one for the Titans. An odd Lumen Christie game tonight with a lot of penalties. Kind of pre-snap or like on the snap, you know, illegal shift or illegal motion or illegal shift, illegal. We just kept seeing that, yeah. And it was coming out like multiples. And I think even the staff, the coaching staff, was going, "What are they seeing?" You know.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, it still does though feel like a group of high school boys that thought we just have to show up tonight, we'll win this game. That's what it looks like to me on the Lumen side after having watched Lumen many times. Now, Napoleon, let's give them some credit because they're playing tough and they're doing what they have to do to stay in this game. We could take about 5 seconds, though, to fill up any kind of highlights for our listeners because there just haven't been many. Just, you know, no big plays really to speak of on either side. Just both teams kind of grinding out and hoping to just make something happen.
Yeah, that's a good word for this kind of this game, kind of a grind. And you can tell, like we were saying, that the crowd here has even been kind of staid, and the student section has been kind of quiet over here on the Lumen Christie sideline. A couple of times I heard the Pirate student section from across the field making some noise, but overall, just a... this kind of game, just a workmanlike game, and it's 7-0 Titans. And I think one of the things that you say about Coach Herb Brogan in his 500th game with over 400 wins, that he's excellent at halftime adjustments. That whole staff is, and so you know they'll come out, whatever they were doing that wasn't being successful, they'll scrap that and they'll do something different. And so I think it's safe to expect that the Titans will find a way to get something done. Well, what will the Pirates suggest to? That's the question, I think. And can they match the Titans for adjustments and stay in this one-score game right now? You know, a broken play, kick return that goes long. You know, there's something easy when you're this close. There's something that could happen at any moment to put Napoleon right in position to kind of maybe take down this Lumen Christi Titan team.
And from the Napoleon perspective, it's kind of hard to make any kind of offensive adjustment because when you're already handcuffed with your backup quarterback, and like we said, that's the trickle-down effect too. In a small school like this, you got to move a good receiver to now play quarterback. And
right.
Now that usually is the receiver is missing, as you said earlier. Now defensively, I'm sure the Pirate coaching staff is quite happy with what's going on. They've kind of done the bend, don't break type thing. They've gotten good penetration on big plays, like third and shorts. You know, they're doing a lot of good things on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, I'm just not sure what they're going to be able to do to come up. It might almost have to go to some kind of trickery or something, because I just think handing the ball up the middle against this Titan D is going to be hard to sustain any, you know, drive. So they're going to have to figure something out.
I agree, and we'll get to see what that is when we come back in the second half here. Let's go quickly around the out-of-town scoreboard, or in-town, as it were, as Western had jumped out to a 14-0 lead with 3 minutes to play in the first half of that one. Looked like maybe an injury to Trudell for a moment, but he got back on the field, went out and hit a long pass and then a nice touchdown pass, and so the Panthers out to a 14-0 lead against Stevensville Lakeshore, looking to win that district championship and continue on with their postseason hopes. Western will play the winner of Coopersville and Zeeland West. And Zeeland West was in that one in front, I believe. Let's see what the score I had on that one. 22-21 lead over Coopersville with a couple minutes left in the first half there. So that one's going to be in question, it looks like, and we'll be waiting to see who wins that. Meanwhile, Clinton and Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, the team that will play the winner of this one, that's a 16-14 score with Clinton still out in front. Scoreless second quarter in that one, and they're at the half now.
Steve, I believe Jackson coaching legend Mickey Cochran left Vandercook Lake and went to Zeeland West. That's your little Zeeland West tidbit of knowledge that I have for you.
That was another. We drove up to Zeeland to watch the Panthers play, and I can't remember if it was against East or West, in a playoff game, and called up to set things up and get some press box space. And they said they didn't have any room, and we were going to have to go up there and be outside. Well, it happened that day was about 5 degrees. We drove all the way up there, and I was looking for a place to where we were going to set up, you know, prepared to be really cold outside. Zeeland, the officials there at Zeeland said, you guys are going to be in the booth tonight. We can't, in good conscience, make you stand outside in this cold. And I was very thankful that that happened. We had about the width of a person in the booth to do the game. And thank goodness I was much taller than my broadcast partner at the time, so I looked straight over, had over top of him. But we got it done, and it was ended up being a loss for the Panthers. But overall, it was pretty fun. Pick six, just breaking news, pick six. Western leads that one 21-0 now, and it looks like the Panthers, while on their way to securing a trip to the next round in the regional and the district championship trophy out there in Deering Road. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute commercial break. We have the This Week in High School Sports segment with the MHSAA, and then we'll be back here at Lumen Christi High School. Again, Titans lead this one 7-0 at the half on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in. But what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here to stay. Financing for everyone. Your job is your credit. Come see our professional sales team, Justin Sadak, Jamie Holdling, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
You've had a fantastic summer enjoying all that the Great Lakes State has to offer. Boating, fishing, camping, and driving with the top down on your convertible. But soon, you'll have to decide where to store that pontoon, camper, or classic car. Look no further than Gen 3 Leasing and Storage in Jackson. Our convenient warehouse has plenty of clean, dry space at competitive prices. And heated space is available. Conveniently located on West Ganson in Jackson at the former Yardman Complex. You can drive right in and park. Call Gen 3 Leasing at 788-3316 for all your indoor storage needs.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
The first serve of the volleyball postseason is in the air, and it was points galore on the football field in round one of the postseason tournament. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The volleyball postseason gets started this week with district play. 32 district winners in each of the four divisions will advance to regionals next week. Regional winners face off in quarterfinals on Tuesday, November 14th, with those winners all meeting up in Battle Creek. Kellogg Arena is once again host for both the semifinals and finals. The semifinal round will be Thursday and Friday, November 16th and 17th, with the finals on Saturday, November 18th. Divisions 2 and 3 will play their semifinals on the 16th, with Divisions 1 and 4 on the 17th. And on Championship Saturday, the Division 4 final will start the day at 10 a.m., followed by Division 1 at noon, Division 2 at 2:30, and Division 3 at 4:30. All semifinal and final games will be available to watch on the NFHS Network or to listen to on the MHSAA Championship Radio Network. For updates on who's advancing and where the next round will be played and at what time, be sure to check out MHSAA.com and click on Volleyball. North Branch, Pewamo, Westphalia, and Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart will all be looking to win a second straight title, while Bloomfield Hills Marion will be trying for a fourth straight title in Division I. It's time for Game Balls when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Alma soccer star Leo Richter. He's the school's all-time leading scorer with 91 goals. His 91st came in a 2-1 win over Fremont, and that victory sends Alma to its first ever boys soccer semifinal appearance. Buchanan's Emma Miller. She finished first in a Division III cross-country regional and helped her school to a first-place finish as a team. Miller turned in a time of just over 20 minutes. And to the Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 8-player football team's entire defense. Playing an all-gray Sims team that averaged more than 50 a game, Sacred Heart held them to zero in a 34-0 shutout win in round one of the 8-player playoffs.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online.
That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
I am running a great race at Michigan International Speedway. I'm about 2 miles into the 3.1-mile event, and I am on track to set a PR for the season. As I run towards the next turn, a runner a few steps to my left cuts right in front of me, causing me to slow down and nearly stumble. I regain my balance and keep going, but lose precious seconds during the altercation. Is interfering with a runner a penalty? It is. If a race official sees a runner bump, trip, or run across another runner's path, causing them to change course or lose their natural rhythm, it's interference. The runner charged with interference is disqualified. The runner who was interfered with continues on with his or her race.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register.
The first week of the football postseason is in the books, and there were a number of eye-popping notes from the 128 games and 11-player and 16 games and 8-player. 3 3-win teams made the playoffs. One of them, Lansing Catholic, got their fourth win in advance. The Cougars will play Ovid-Elsie in round two. They say beating the same team in back-to-back weeks is tough, but in Division II, both Birmingham Seaholm and Midland Dow did just that. Seaholm knocked off Groves 56-49 for the second straight week, and Dow took care of crosstown rival Midland 14-7 a week after beating them to end the regular season. Davison and Caledonia had the offenses revved up. Davison beat Lapeer 76-35. That was also a Week 9 rematch that went Davison's way. Caledonia put up 72 in a win over Portage Northern. Goebbels notched its first ever 8-player playoff win by beating Mendon 50-14. Complete coverage of Round 1 and a look ahead to Round 2 is all at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the Dental Experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch as well as the facility. Dr. Belbisi is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Dr. Brian Haynes, 12 minutes on the clock, second half ready to go. Pirates will kick it off to the Titans here, trailing 7-0, and now Napoleon on the defense here. We'll have to try to keep the Titans off the scoreboard again in this district championship second half. Kickoff fielded by Gabe King, down by the 5. Look at him. Dodges. Now he's out ahead of steam. 50. Cuts it back inside. Nobody's going to catch him. 30. 20. 10. Touchdown, Titans. Gabe King, 95 yards to the house there. First kickoff. And Brian, I said a kick return, a broken play. I kind of was thinking Napoleon had to kind of be hopeful for that. But we know Gabe King's capable of it, and he's showing it right there.
Oh, man, we were due for something exciting to happen. That first half had a lot of nothing, but here we go.
Yeah, there's the big highlight of the game happens right out of the gate here in the second half. Makes it 13-0 Titans with an extra point coming from Salazar. I don't want to jinx him. He's been pretty automatic most of the year. I think he missed one, and I think I blame you for that. But
yeah, I said it. I'm saying it again. Salazar's automatic, and that's not to jinx him. I'm just going to prove to you that I have no bearing on what happens.
No good.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
30-second commercial break. It's 13-0 Titans when we come back on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.11:45 to play your third quarter. Opening kickoff of the second half, taking back 95 yards, Gabe King. And now the Titans will kick it off to Napoleon, and let's see if Weirs or Van Poppel can answer.
Another procedure penalty. And you know they were talked to at halftime about cleaning things up. That's not going to make the coaching staff pleased. Also, if you're one of the Salazar family listening in, I'll personally apologize because that missed extra point was completely 100% my fault for calling him automatic.
And we'll re-kick here. Still 11:45 on the clock and a 13-0 Titans lead. I wouldn't want to be that guy who just threw that flag standing right there with Herb Brogan right in his. He's going to be watching all the same things that ref is watching. And no flag. Kick fielded at the 16 by Van Poppel. And, you know, he started to stride, and then he slowed down for a moment. And at that point, about six Titans hit him at the exact same time.
Yeah, you can't start looking for holes. You need to start going north and south quickly and just hope you get 8-9 yards or something. But
decent field position here for the Pirates. First and 10 from their own 25, trailing 13-0. Under center here is Fowler, and he gives to Roth, who's going to go for a yard. Second and 9 from the 26. 11.5 to play, third quarter.
It's got to be frustrating to be Mason Roth because, boy, in the Cascades Conference, you know, he would routinely break those for 5, 6 or more yardage, but, boy, there's just no place for him to run.
Yeah, and again, that's just size, experience, and coaching all working well for the Titans on defense in that interior. Winning that battle tonight. Play action. Fowler looking to throw. Gets it away. Looking to set up a screen. Broken up there by Pastoriza. But there was Fowler was hit as he threw it, too. Just trying to set up that screen play, and the Titans just had the right defensive play call for it.
Yeah, and even a screen. Fowler just no time. You know, there's two Titans right in his face.
Third down and about 8 here for the Pirates from the 26-yard line.
Again, Pirates not in the situation they want to see. Third and long. If they're going to pass, it's going to need to be something quick.
Fowler's out of the shotgun. Van Poppel in motion real quick. Snap is low. It's loose on the ground. And I don't know if it does look like Fowler got it back, but make it fourth down and 15 here, 13. And the punt unit will come out for the Pirates. So not exactly disastrous on their first possession of the second half, but not much to work with there either. Good defense by the Titans, really the name of the game on that one. And when you have that snap mistake and you're already, you know, third and 11, that doesn't help.
And I think that mistake came from Fowler just already looking to see where the pressure was coming from and didn't really see that ball. And a little bit of a low snap as well, but
10:15 on the clock. Snap a little high to the punter. He does get it away, and it's a pretty good punt by Nykamp, but it takes a backwards bounce and fielded at the 45 there, downed by the Pirates. 46, they'll put it on, and Luma Christie will get the football again, and this time, well, it's her first possession of the second half after a kick return touchdown on their first try. 10:05 to play in the third, and it's a 13-0 Lumen lead with the football back. All of our coverage tonight brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. And don't forget Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Mark Konopacki, big supporter, Titan football.
You know what they do? Open drains others can't.
MinutemanSewer.com online, 24/7, 365. If you need them. 10:05 to play here. And Saunders goes in motion out of the backfield. We hear a whistle on the field, and it's a timeout by the Pirates. 60-second timeout for us, too, on the broadcast. 13-0 Lumen on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Are you in need of plastics? Elro Plastics has you covered. Elro has been your one-stop source for cut-to-size performance plastics since 1987. Inventory from sheet, rods, tubes, to film, grading, and machined parts. The best part? Elro Plastics can cut and ship many orders same day, providing added value processing to meet even the most demanding fabrication requirements. For competitive prices for everything plastic, tech support, and superior service over the competition, visit them online at elro.com/plastics.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First down play for the Titans, something we've seen a couple times this game, but not a lot the rest of the time we've been covering Lumen. Brian, and another offensive carry for Gabe King out of the backfield, not a jet sweep or some kind of a wide receiver thing. He was in the backfield and took it for a 11-yard gain. It's first and 10 now from the 36 in Napoleon territory. And Gallant, that time we saw it.
Yep.
It's going to be a false start against the Titans, and it was Gallant taking a step about a beat too early. And so they'll move it back 5 yards to the 41. First and 15 for Lumen.
Steve, we have seen a couple carries from Gabe King, but and if you're just tuning in now, and expecting to hear Cadell Williams' name, still no sight of Cadell Williams. You see him on the sideline. You can see him kind of working on his knee, and I'm guessing he's not going to be in the game for Lumen.
There's a handoff on first and 15, and Gallant leaps over a pile of humanity there, and he's going to get about four back on first down, second and 11.
Yeah, I think that was Caden Fowler just kind of reaching his hand up there as he was on the ground, tripping up Gallant.
Ludden Hampton comes in for the Titans.
We've heard about the talent of freshman Ludden Hampton tonight. We're getting to see some of that.
8:37 to play third quarter. Titans with a second down and 11 from the Pirates' 37-yard line. Give is to Hampton to the left side of the line. Gets about 5 yards a carry before he runs into contact. They'll bring him down short of the line to gain, but it'll make a third and about three here for Lumen, maybe two, as they come up and spot that.
That was Christian Nykamp, senior for Napoleon, bringing Hampton down. Boy, you have a feeling if we're going to talk any more about hope for Napoleon, they got to keep Lumen off the scoreboard here.
We're under 8 minutes to play here in the third, and the Titans driving. Third down and 2.5, 3. Givens to Hampton, and he's got the first down distance and gets inside the 25, down to about the 24, and it'll be first and 10 for the Titans from there.
And this is what this Big Lumen team and Big Lumen front line does to you too, Steve. You know, you can battle with them for a quarter maybe or two, but they do just start to wear on you, because that's a, you talked about humanity. That's a lot of humanity on the offensive line. And boy, when you're a high school kid and you have 260 pounds just leaning on you for a half, you start to make mistakes.
Carly under center, the deep back is Hampton. The play is to him to the left side, cuts it back inside, spins away from a defender. On his feet inside the 10, they do have a flag down in the backfield where I'm guessing maybe a hold, but Hampton did carry it inside the 10. And it's going to go against the Titans, so it's coming back.
You said earlier, and I bet you you might be right, I bet you now this is more penalty yardage against Lumen than they have in any game this season.
Yeah, for any one game, and maybe a lot of games, the games that we've been at combined, maybe, save for maybe a big personal foul penalty or something, but just to see 5 yards going against them all night long. Hampton comes off the field. Crowley coming in from the sideline with the play call. So first down and 20 here for the Titans from the Pirates' 34-yard line. I feel like this drive's been going for a while, and it's all been in this same, like, 5-10 yard area. They hand it off to Rayburg, and he's going to carry it for about 6. So second down and 14 for Lumen.
Well, we said Napoleon needs to keep Lumen off the scoreboard. That penalty has given him an opportunity.
A couple more scores, just updates. Ottawa Lake, Whiteford hosting or with against Hudson tonight, and the Tigers continue to roll. They're up 14-9 right now. And Gaylord, the one team that beat Lumen during the regular season, leading 14-0 over Petoskey tonight. Play action fake by Crowley, just a bootleg run, and he's great ball fake following a blocker down the field, and he gets down to the 20, takes a hit, but a nice run by Timmy Crowley. And it's going to bring up third down and about 4 yards for Lumen. Really loved the play action fake, and then he even just played around with it there for a moment. And then once he decided to go, he looked really good running, Ryan, and really good following that blocker on the play.
Yeah, that was Drew Sweeney out there leading the way. And Drew Sweeney's kind of one of the, you know, we always talk Luke Smith and Pastoriza. Drew Sweeney's a very good lineman.
Pulling on that play and leading the way. And making it third down in kind of a rough spot, but it's 3rd and 5 here for Crowley. And he's out of the game, or he's is he at receiver? Gabe King was in the backfield. And we get a, believe it or not, a false start against the Titans.
Boy, you can even just see down there the Titan coaching staff, or even just, you know, even statisticians or people on the sideline just kind of shaking their head in disbelief. A lot of mistakes. Very uncharacteristic.
5:16 to play in the third quarter, and this has been a, again, we're here at the 24-yard line. We've been in with this kind of same 20-yard area back and forth between penalties and other miscues. Now the Titans will look to go on 3rd and 10 and find some first down distance. So Crowley rolling out to his left, looking to throw. He's going to be under pressure. No, he gets it away. And we're going to see a flag come in for pass interference. Gabe King out there. And that was about as blatant a push I've seen a defensive back get tied up in. And maybe it was Gabe King setting him up for it, but it was Carson Berry. Is going to get the flag, and that should move the chains for the Titans.
Yes, it was as if Barry never really even saw the ball, just hit King way early.
Clock stops here at 4:54 to play in the third.
Lumen just hanging on to this 13-point lead, 13-0.
And that'll get down to the 12-yard line for the Titans. First and 10 from there.
If Lumen does get this in the end zone, that's going to be one of the longer drives time-wise to, for a team to go 20 yards.
Yeah.
As you said, they feel like they've been here for a while.
King in motion. They give it to him on the sweep, coming around. Takes a hit. Spun around at the 10 and brought down. That's going to give him about 2 yards.
Well, Carson Berry saw King that time. He hit King pretty good.
One?
That was Carson Berry making up for his mistake on the last play.
Illegal hit on Gabe King on that one. He was a ball carrier, second down and 8 from the 10-yard line for Lumen Christi. For all the penalties and the forward and backward movement of the football, we've really eaten up a lot of this third quarter on this possession. And it'll be Crowley giving the inside handoff to Gallant, who's going to take that into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen! Love that little kind of trap play. And Gallant coming back across the formation. And that's going to go to pay dirt. 10-yard run for Gallant for the touchdown, and it's 19-0 Lumen Christi. With 4:02 to play in the third.
Yeah, kind of just a nice little counter play. As fullback, the receiver's going one way. Get Gallant on the cutback, coming back to the right.
Well executed. No false start or anything. Illegal shift. And with 4:02 to play, Salazar is going to have one teed up.
And it's not guaranteed.
It's not. Oh, maybe mishandled and rolling out to throw for the two-point try. And incomplete. Oh, it looked like he had him. Receiver went low to grab that one, and as he didn't complete the process, as they say. So incomplete on a two-point try, 19-0 Titans. Let's take a 60-second commercial break, and we'll kick it off when we come back on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Van Poppel fielding the kickoff and backtracks to reel it in, steps in the end zone. That's a touchback. So Napoleon will get the ball first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, trailing 19-0. We have 4:01 to play here in the third quarter. The intended receiver on what we believe was a called play, fake extra point. Dropped the pass was Logan Decker on the play. And throwing it to him was the holder, Adam Fuller, who's also backup QB. So that's where we stand, 19-0, with two failed PATs for the Titans so far, but leading and shutting out the Pirates so far. Roth takes the give, and it looked like for a moment he might have some space, but that moment was fleeting. The Titans bring him down. He gets about a half a yard on first down, second and 9.
Yeah, that was Alex Pastoriza coming up from that defensive backfield to make the tackle. And again, just no running room. Boy, if you're Napoleon and you plan on passing, I almost think you have to do that on an early down and not wait until it's third and 10. You got to kind of catch Napoleon or catch Lumen off guard a little bit.
Fowler goes under center here. Two receivers to his right. Single back. Van Poppel coming across the formation. They fake to him, rolling out. Fowler escapes a tackler, not looking to run. Now he throws. Got a man, and incomplete. We get a flag coming in late. All the contact looked like it came after the ball got there. But I think that is going to be a pass interference call.
Yeah, that seemed like pretty good defense right there.
Intended receiver on the play was Sam Jennings. Defending the play was Ryan Walicki. But they will move the ball out to the 32. And, yeah, if there had been contact that we didn't see, you know, watching the throw, that's one thing. But it looked for sure that Walicki got there after the ball, really, yeah. And got his arm in and ripped that play out.
Looked like really good timing.
Yeah.
Some of the Lumen fans underneath us, definitely, and the coaching staff up here in the box agree.
36-yard line for the Pirates on first down. It's a handoff, an inside handoff. It goes for maybe a yard. Looks like forward progress is going to put it at the 37. Second down and 9 again for Napoleon with 3 minutes on our third quarter clock and running.
And once again, just first down play. Napoleon trying to get that run game going. But, Steve, again, I think they need to maybe loosen it up on first down.
Pirates huddled up there at the 31-yard line, now coming up to the line. I formation this time. Deep back is Roth. Two receivers to the left for Fowler. He's under center. And this time it's going to be a false start against Napoleon as one of the Pirates jumped the left tackle there, Gunnar Iveson.
Gunnar's defense, he's been going up against Pastor Reza all day.
So there was the false start penalty, but we have an unsportsmanlike call against Lumen on the play. 2:25 to play, and some disagreement. And I got to be honest, the PA announcer said. He said he was announcing the call, but he said against Lumen with a question mark at the end on that. That was Coach Brogan's not happy with that explanation either, so he's going to see what's what, and he's out there halfway out to the field.
You know, it makes me wonder if maybe Pastor Reza wasn't even saying, you know, like one, like trying to draw Napoleon off by saying a cadence or something. You know, I don't know. Because I don't know what else could that could be.
So second down and 4 now for Napoleon. 2:25 to play in the third. Give us to Roth. And this time he's got a little space. He's going to get to the line to gain. Stays on his feet out near the 50. I think we're going to get it on the 48-yard line. First down for Napoleon. And that's the first time we've seen Roth really have any space to run. And he didn't waste it. Good, tough run by Mason Roth. With 2:17 to play in the third, 19-0 Titans, but a first down near midfield for Napoleon. And really the most driving they've done since that very first possession of the game.
Yeah, I think that's Roth's longest run of the game for about 6 yards.
He takes it again on first down here, and that's more typical for the game today. They bring him down at the 50, second down and 9 from midfield for Napoleon.
And I get being who you are and doing the things that got you here and all those cliches, but boy, at some point if you're Napoleon, you have to get away from that first down, just dive up the middle, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
And they're getting a yard consistently.
Minute and a half left in the third quarter, second and 9 for midfield. And there's Van Poppel coming on an end around. Breaks a tackle, stay on his feet, and fumbled it at the end of the play there, but landed on top of it. So he's going to get to the 48-yard line in Lumen territory. Third down and 7. And that's not a we shouldn't underappreciate the broken tackle there by Van Poppel, because it was that was Pastor Reza back there with a chance to get him, and he stayed away. it wasn't exactly that he shrugged him off. Maybe he just got his jersey loose. But that usually, if you're back there with Pastorisa, he's going to bring you down.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've seen a lot of things tonight that we haven't normally seen, including a lot of Lumen penalties, and we can add that to the list. Somebody getting away from Pastorisa, who had his big bear claws on him.
They're down here by Napoleon, trying to keep this drive alive with 33 seconds in the third, and the flag comes out right away, and a false start against the Pirates. So a third down and 7 becomes a third down and 12. And that definitely makes it feel a little more difficult.
And if you're quarterback Caden Fowler, you're going over there asking the coaches, hey, do you have any other plays here that on third and long that don't require me dropping back 5 steps?
The clock starts. We got 25 seconds. 18 on the shot clock there. Fowler snaps it, fumbled it, and is loose on the turf. Titans say they have it. Waiting for a signal from an official. No, it looked like Fowler came up with it. But it will make a fourth down and 15 now from the 44-yard line back in Napoleon territory. They had briefly had operated in Lumen territory for the one play, and now with time running out in the third quarter, we got 12 minutes to decide this one. And it's a 19-0 Titan lead. And a big fourth down play when we come back. 60-second commercial break, fourth quarter, coming up on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pirates fake a punt here. They get it to the quarterback Fowler, and he's chased down, and he's going to lose a lot of yardage out to the 30-yard line, and the Titans will take over deep in Napoleon territory on that one. Punt unit came out for the Pirates. They went with a fake, like you said, Brian. Take some risks. That was a risk, and it just didn't pay off.
Yeah, that's one where I think Fowler just has to go ahead and chuck it. He didn't think anybody was open, but you're going to lose the ball one way or the other.
Yeah, better to have it picked off downfield or something than to give the Titans a football on the 30. Although, a few false start penalties, and you never know. Pitch out goes to Hampton to the right side. He's going to get to the edge, turns it upfield, and he gets inside the 30. We got a flag coming in. We got a real blocking battle there going on. And it was Caden Fowler. Was it Caden Fowler? Did I have Jennings? But wrestling there with Andrew Salazar after the play, but so it's going to be a penalty against the Titans, so there you go. I said to Brian, maybe a flag or two. And so from first and 10 from the 32, it's now first and 20 from the 42 for the Titans. So field position game helped there by a flag against the Titans again.
Yeah, and Steve Boy, again, just kind of a lot of lack of energy in the stadium tonight. A lot of penalty flags just kind of killing any momentum.
Motion there. Pass out to King. He catches that one at the 40. Takes a hit. Spins away from it down to the 35 and out of bounds. And they're going to spot that. It looks like at the 33, which gets them to a second down and about 11 here after the penalty. But Gabe King, did he have to kind of go down to his ankles to grab that one, but did pick it. And a nice run after catch for 9 yards on the play. 11:38 to play in the fourth. And it's a 19-0 Titans lead with the football. Still second and long here.
Van Poppel, who has about a foot on Gabe King, hit him 5 yards previous, and King did a good job staying on his feet, getting that extra yardage.
And a handoff on second, and it's Rayburg on the carry. He's going to get about 2 yards. It'll be third down and 9 for Lumen now. Update from Western, 24-0. Panthers lead, first points of the second half, a 38-yard field goal. Still 6:59 to play in the third quarter in that one.
Go ahead, Steve.
We got 11:09 to play here, and the clock's running. Titans on third down and 9. Crowley under center, King in motion. Crowley snaps, play action, rolling out, looking downfield now, and he had a man. Was Saunders, who's saying he caught it. The official saying incomplete. I think that's probably the correct call, and it looked like that just didn't come off Crowley's hand very good.
That was a good, nice little play design there, too, and Saunders was open, but Crowley had to get rid of that as Mason Roth was bearing in on him.
So makes a fourth down now for the Titans in a spot where, yeah, you keep the offense out at the 31-yard line. 10:52 to play. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. A little shotgun set here for Crowley. Rolling out to his right. Now passes. One-on-one out there. Gabe King and guarded out there by Carson Berry. Incomplete. And on that play, Brian, I'll say compared with the pass interference call we got in Napoleon's last possession, there was as much or more contact on this one than there was on that, but no flag comes out. And it'll be first down for Napoleon from their own 31. 10:45 to play in this game. Set them up on the right hash as the Pirates huddle up. Fowler comes in from the sideline with the play.
Definitely the feel of just a 19-0, just kind of sleepwalking game from both squads.
Yeah, pretty quiet home crowd here for the Titans, rather, right here in front of us outside the window. And now we get a whistle on the field, and it's going to be a timeout from the Pirates. 60-second commercial break, 10:45 to play when we come back. 19-0 Titans on WKHM.
The weather's cooled off, which means it's time to get that furnace up to spec. We will be spending a lot of time indoors watching football with friends and family. But what about your ducts? All that built-up dust and debris that's been sitting, waiting to fill your home with bacteria and allergens, increasing your chances of getting sick. Get ahead of the issue before it becomes a bigger issue by calling Ducksamid Michigan to schedule your duct cleaning at 517-499-6692. That's 499-6692. 412 Prospect Street in Jackson. Online at ducts.com. That's DUCTZ.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First down play for the Pirates is a handoff to Mason Roth, and he broke a couple tackles, but they were in the backfield, so he really gets a yard at most, and it's second down and 9 now for the Pirates from their own 32-yard line. 10:16 to play in the fourth quarter, 19-0. Lumen Christi leads this one. And every possession feels more and more vital to get some kind of points here for the Pirates if you really still are romancing a chance of winning this. And another messed up exchange on the snap. And that one almost looked like he put it on the ground as kind of a fake fumble there. But Fowler picks it up. He's going to get nothing on the play. Third down and 10 from the 31.
There hasn't been a ton of action to be excited about, but I will say I think Napoleon just set a record for the most second down and nines in a game. They have had a lot of second and nines.
Yeah, unofficially, of course, the record.
Yeah, that's just my own record.
I mean, we all remember that Michigan Center Addison game from 1922 that rivaled it. Out of the shotgun, Fowler throws it out into the little wheel route, and incomplete at the 30. Fourth down and 10 now for Napoleon. And intended receiver on the play, Aiden Booth. And so fourth down. And the punt team comes out for the Pirates. They faked it on the last one. 9:09 to play. Gabe King's back here. Already has a kickoff return for a touchdown. And no doubt Gabe King would love to get a good return here and really hammer home his player of the game credentials. He's not going to go after that one. It's going to bounce on the sideline and out of bounds. I got it at the 42. So does the official. No, he moves over. It's the 43.
What a cheater.
Could look like.
I'm just kidding. That was close.
So it'll be first and 10 Titans from their own 43-yard line with 9 minutes to play on their home field before advancing with another district championship and a regional matchup that still to be determined. Clinton now leads that one 22-14 over Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. So Clinton in the driver's seat on that one to play the winner of this game. Gallant bounces outside on the run. Gets into Napoleon territory. Brought down at about the 41-yard line. We get a flag coming in at the end of the play. So that's about 17 yards on first down.
They're calling a hold on Gabe King, who is 20 yards up the field and 25 yards off to the right.
Penalty was holding against the Titans. It would be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So it's going to bring up probably about a first down.
I suppose this is when you know where your program is, Steve. Here your team leads 19-0, 8:54 to go in the fourth, and it's just quiet because, you know, like I say, this is, I think the Lumen fans just expected maybe a better performance, less mistakes, just less mental mistakes, a lot of penalties.
But 49-yard line back in their territory, first and four here for Lumen Christie. They give it to Gallant coming around, and he'll get past the 45, down to about the 42. And so that was kind of where the football would have been prior to the holding penalty. And now we get a face mask against Napoleon. The officials getting involved in a big way here late in this game, but with 8:28 to play, a 19-0 Titan lead, and now 15 yards added to the end of that run. Deep into Napoleon territory, the Titans go.
Titans are going to have first down. So
it's a 27-yard line with 8:20 to play and the clock running.
Pirate defense working hard.
They give it to Rayburg.
Rayburg, the ball carrier,
inside the 20. First down. It's down to the 16. First and 10 for Lumen from there.
Another tough run by Isaac Rayburg. Just doing what he does.
Clock running inside of 8 minutes now in the fourth. 19-0 Titans. First and 10 from the 16. Right in the middle of the field. Crowley under center. Saunders in motion. They give it to Rayburg in the middle of the field. Breaks the tackle and turns it upfield. Touchdown. Lumen from the 16. Isaac Rayburg with the touchdown. And it's 25-0 Lumen Christie.
And that big Titan line, as we said all night, just kind of wearing down Napoleon. Holes kind of just getting bigger and bigger as the night goes along.
Salazar comes in to kick the extra point with 7:39 on the clock. Make it 26-0 if he can convert. And that looks good from here. There's the official signal. 26-0 Titans. 60-second commercial break. They'll kick it off when we come back on WKHM next.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations at Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a one-item pizza with bread for just $17.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Salazar's kickoff goes into the end zone. Napoleon will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 7:39 to play in this one. 26-0. The Titans lead it and are well on their way toward winning this district championship game. Meanwhile, their opponent would be the winner of the Clinton-Monroe-St. Mary Catholic Central game. That one right now has Clinton in front 22-14. Meanwhile, a 24-0 lead for Western. And it looks like the punter pinned Stevensville Lakeshore deep, so the Panthers continue to dominate the competition early in the postseason for them. They're waiting on the winner of the Zeeland West game with Clarksville. And my last update from there, Coopersville, 46-24 lead for Zeeland West.
Napoleon calling their final timeout, Steve.
Now 31-0. Landon Heavey with a pick six for Western. And so 31-0, unscored upon in their opening game. Western is rolling. Timeout on the field here. And we got 7:39 to play. We'll keep it on the broadcast. Say thank you to our sponsors, including Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, who are our presenting sponsor for the postseason. How about Ghost Energy Drink? I went with the Sour Patch Red Berry tonight, Brian.
And how do you feel about it?
Felt great about it. Was it good? I had a citrus. Yeah, I had a citrus. I believe it was yesterday I had a citrus, and today I went with the Red Berry. Titans defense sets up, looking to shut down Napoleon, and we got a shotgun here for Fowler. Roth in the backfield with him, two receivers to his right. And Papa goes in motion, and it's Fowler who carries out to the 20, so he's going to maybe lose a yard. We'll see where the spot goes with forward progress. They got it right back on the 20-yard line, second and 10 now for Napoleon.
Kind of upset. Broke the streak of second and nines. We'll call it second and 10.
And I thought maybe forward progress, they might give him a yard, but
I would have.
Maybe he reached the football out. But, yeah, they don't know that they're going for the record tonight.
They're just adding to it now.
And Fowler gives it to Van Poppel on the jet sweep play. He gets around in the end. He's going to get past the 25 to the 28-yard line. And so that'll give them a third down and two. And the run out of bounds stops the clock at 6:55.
Like Lumen has their second team D in there now at this point, Steve. Making sure they come out of this as healthy as possible. Speaking of that, again, we saw no Cadell Williams today for Lumen Christi.
They have Popple in motion. Fowler rolling out, looking to throw. Coming a crossing route for Van Popple, and he's going to catch it. But it looks like the spot will depend on whether the first down happens or not, and I don't think they got it.
Steve, that tackle was made by London Hampton. He's had a good game today for the freshman. Although at this point in the season, can we really call him a freshman?
Right. So it goes against Napoleon, a flag on the play, and they were close to first down distance, and now not close. So they'll walk it off from the end of the play. Back to all the way back inside the 10-yard line. No. Excuse me, that's at the 14, the optical illusion.
That might be one where I just kind of let go unless I really felt somebody was in jeopardy.
Van Popple coming across again, out into the flat. Fowler gets away. He's got Van Popple downfield. Throw is a little behind him.
Oh.
And a flag comes in at the end of the play. Expect pass interference. And that is the call.
That one's right in front of us, and I don't know about that one either. You know, though, Steve, the officials do have a tough job, and I think a lot of people forget all the high school officials are just guys with other jobs, and they come out here to, you know, whether it's because they want to still be part of the game or just doing a service to the community or whatever. So they're not professional officials.
I mean, I think that's something that gets lost on a lot of people is that these officials are just, like, we can't have these games without officials.
Right.
It is a service to football fans that they have these guys that are willing to go out there. But they get paid, but it's not. They're not getting rich doing this or, you know, probably what they spend in gas or uniforms on the year, they're probably coming out pretty close to even, but Fowler's snap is low. He picks it up and runs. And on third and one, he gets the distance. First down, Napoleon.
Good tackle there by Pierre Gray in open field. Looks like Fowler might have a little room.
Slow to get up on the play for Lumen and come to the sideline. Antoine Baker, sophomore defensive lineman. So let's hope he can do some work on his ankle, it looks like. First and 10, Napoleon. Another low snap. Fowler picks it up to run. Takes a hit there at the 30 and probably loses about half a yard. Second down and 11.
Down by Simmons. We're at the line of scrimmage.
Good tackle there by Simmons.
And reportedly that's a final now. Clinton 22-14 winners over Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. And so Clinton will face the winner of this one next week. And right now Titans lead at 26-0.
With 5:40 to go, I think we can safely assume it'll be a Clinton Lumen.
And Popple takes a give on a sweep coming across. Gets away from Saunders, but there are 3-4 Titans ready to get him after that. And let's see where they mark it. Back at the 27. No, 28, but it's third down about 13.
Boy, if you're Van Papu, who's a really good basketball player for the Pirate team, who's going to have a really good basketball team at this point with 5 minutes under 5 minutes to play in the game, you're just kind of hoping to stay healthy for basketball season now.
Yeah, I was looking at that. The first draft of our boys' high school basketball schedule has been completed. And I'll go back in and relook at it, but I think we're going to get started before the end of this month, actually.
There's
Low snap, Fowler back to pass, escaping some defense, got an open man, caught, and into Titan territory at the 49. Tackled there, and the Titan tackler slow to get up on this play, so it's at the 49-yard line. Do we have a flag down? Is it?
Nope, just, yeah, there is a flag down, as is London Hampton.
So it's Mason Roth on the catch, and he gets it to the 49, and yeah, Hampton made the tackle and kind of favoring maybe one of his, maybe a shoulder.
Yeah, it looks like a shoulder.
He's on his feet and walking off, and he is like moving the shoulder around, so that's a good sign, I suppose. But again, that's London Hampton. Legal shift for the Pirates, so they don't get any yardage off that fine pass and catch. It's really a third and 18 from their own 23-yard line.
So Napoleon's biggest play of the night erased with another hanky.
4:20 to play, back to throw, and Fowler had a streaking player for a moment. Nearly picked off, maybe about a step late for Wilicki to come and intercept that pass intended for Carson Berry. And that'll make it fourth down and 18 for the Pirates.
I think it's important to clarify that as a streaking player, he did have his clothes on, but just running fast down the field is what Steve means.
You're right. We definitely needed the clarification on that one.
Maybe we didn't. But in a 26-0 game, those are the kind of things that enter my mind.
4 minutes, 12 seconds remain. And the Pirate offense going to stay out there. They need 18 yards. Snap for Fowler. He throws it as he's hit. It's up for grabs and intercepted. And Lumen Christi football at the 38-yard line.
That was Adam Fuller with the pick, and boy, if he stays on his feet, he had a lot of green in front of him.
However, if he doesn't intercept it, it's Titan ball, first down on the 23 instead, first and 10 from the 38.
Wouldn't have mattered much in the game, but that would have mattered for his stories 40 years from now about his pick six.
Yeah.
In a final, regional final game.
District final.
District final, excuse me, yep.
Well, now maybe he can tell a story about the score that he had. He's in that quarterback after making the interception. 4:05 to play in this one. Fuller is the QB. Snaps it. Hands off. And maybe a yard on the carry. Ball carrier on that one was Mason Herney. And, yeah, they give him no gain. Second and 10.
If I'm Fuller right now and I want a story for 30 years from now, I wouldn't care if legendary coach Herb Rogan called a run. I would just go in the huddle and throw it deep and say, now that's a story. Coach Brogan told me running with 3:32 to go, and I launched one anyway. Never to see the field again.
I was going to say, maybe if he were a senior, but Fuller as a junior, maybe hoping to play some quarterback as a senior here at Lumen. Probably doesn't make that same decision that you're recommending. He does hand off to the fullback to the 35 and stopped in his tracks there. Third down and 7 here for Lumen Christi. Ball carrier on that one was Matthews. Owen Matthews. Under 3 minutes now. If you're just joining us, the die has been cast. Clinton will be the opponent for the Titans next week.
I like that, Steve. The die has been cast.
I can't remember who I stole that from. Oh, Tombstone. Oh. The movie Tombstone. Fuller, couple fakes. Now a bootleg. QB boot. Breaks a tackle. Wow. Looked like he was going to be stopped. Instead, turns it into a first down, past the 25, down to the 23-yard line. First and 10, Titans, 2:19 to go.
Yep, Napoleon 2 with no timeouts left. Lumen's close to being able to just kneel.
End of the third at Western, and the Panthers lead that one 31-6 over Stevensville Lakeshore. Panthers looking at a potential matchup with Zeeland West, although that one was getting exciting. 46-32, Zeeland West leading Coopersville with 10:01 remaining. Coopersville recovered an onside kick, so they're looking to make that a close one over there.
Little different game there than what we have here.
I agree. Give to the fullback on first down, and he's going to grab a yard, maybe two, on the carry. And it looks like, who do we have on that one?
Kenyon Bushinski.
Kenyon Bushinski. I saw Brent right out here in front of us earlier.
Yeah, Brent. We're going to call him friend of the show, right?
Sure.
I mean, he says he listens.
Occasional golf partner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big hitter, the llama.
Gunga Galanga. Gunga la Gunga. We got a minute 10 to play in this one. Join us for the post game coming up. We'll recap all the scores that we have and name our player of the game for this one. And it looks like that's Herney again out of the backfield. He's going to get to that line to gain and then looks to get more inside of the 10 before Herney's pushed out of bounds right at the 10. All the way on that opposite sideline from where we are, but 49 seconds to go and it'll stop the clock. 26-0, Lumen Christi.
Fully expect victory formation.
Shout out to the Lumen Christi marching band, the Band Boosters. I talking to them before the game, they said they'd really appreciate any donations that anyone's willing. If you're a Titans fan and you're listening, and you'd like to help out the Band Boosters, donations would be welcome. They take a knee. This one's going into the books, 26-0, Lumen Christi. Your winner tonight. And they'll take on Clinton in a week, and I guess we'll see if that's a Friday or Saturday game. We'll know by Monday. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the post game. When we come back, we'll recap this one. We'll get all the scores that we've got from around the area and wrap up the night. Lumen Christi again victorious tonight, 26-0 over Napoleon on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather. With a Briggs & Stratton standby generator permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now to protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Nothing. The final here, Lumen Christi Titans, district champions, and we'll move on to the regional. And we don't know the day and time yet. Those regional games can be Friday or Saturday. But it looks like it will be here at Lumen Christi High School. Clinton, the opponent for the Titans next week after they held off Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. So that'd be an interesting matchup against the Titans and the Clinton Red Wolves.
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of thought that might be the one that was coming. And now they're correct.
So we'll be here for that one. You'll hear it on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Yeah, nothing remarkable about the win tonight for the Titans. They just did what they do. And I think when the Titans are their best sometimes, it's unremarkable. It's a solid offensive, you know, grinding out offensive drives, scoring at the end of them, and holding your opponent down. So a 26-0 win is going to sound like a nice victory for Lumen Christi. I think they probably feel like they certainly were capable of winning by more. They weren't at 100%, as we mentioned. Cadell Williams was not on the field tonight. Probably a season's worth of penalties in this game for the Titans tonight. And, you know, no explanation for that necessarily, except maybe just something the officials were looking out for tonight. But Lumen Christi gets the job done, keeps Napoleon off the scoreboard, and moves their record against the Pirates to 4-0 now all time. Meanwhile, the Pirates once again have to see their season come to a close with a loss against Lumen Christi. But a great year for Napoleon nonetheless, and they can start getting prepped to go out and vie for a Cascades Conference Championship with a Hoop Squad. And a lot of the names we recognize, Van Poppel, for instance, one guy who we can count on seeing out there on the hardwood for the Pirates in just a few weeks from now.
And we wish Grant Bradley a speedy recovery with his shoulder injury. Talking to him before the game, it sounded like he's going to be back right. Might miss a week or so of the beginning of practice. But as Allen Iverson said, practice.
Yeah, Grant Bradley's, if there is a guy on the team who could miss a couple practices and probably be fine, it's him.
Well, he's in his 13th year. He should know all.
He knows all the plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pirates finished their season 9-2, went unbeaten through the regular season in the Cascades Conference, and fell against Addison. Their only loss before tonight was at home against Addison in that crossover game with the other division, the Cascades Conference. But still a great year for Napoleon. That staff will retool and probably come back next year and be formidable in the league. So a great year for Napoleon, and just ran up against this Lumen Christi Titans team who, from right away early in the season, we said they look like favorites to repeat after winning the state championship in Division 7 last year. And so far, they're still on track to accomplish that feat, although they'll have a tough Clinton team to play next week. Player of the game, why don't we hold on to that one? Right now, I'll go over some scores from out of town. We do have a final score from Zeeland West, 46, Coopersville, 32. Zeeland West will play the winner of the Western game, which had Western up 31 to 6 at the end of the third quarter. Meanwhile, Gaylord, who beat Lumen Christi earlier in the year, their season continues unbeaten, 23-6. Gaylord defeats Petoskey, and I think they play the winner of Grand Rapids, Forest Hill Central, and Mount Pleasant, who play at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And that's the other side of that Western playoff bracket. So the winner of those winners. We'll play the winner of the Western winner.
That's a lot
you
of winners.
You get it, right. Yeah. Ottawa Lake Whiteford looks like they're going to eliminate Hudson potentially. 24-14, they lead late. They were the number one team in Division 8 going into this, and Hudson put up a fight, but it looks like Ottawa Lake Whiteford might pull that one out. White Pigeon and Saugatuck, the other matchup there. I don't have a score from them. Mason was leading DeWitt. The one score ahead out of there, 14-7. Unbeaten Mason team, and we saw them last season play Jackson, and that quarterback's for real, and they have a good team over at Mason.
They're fun to watch.
So that's I think that's all the scores that I have for now, but I think that's plenty. You want to get all the scores from the playoffs. Sports Saturday tomorrow, 9 to 10 a.m. on WKHM with Luke Moorhead in studio. And Luke does a nice job here early in his broadcast career. So check him out and root him on and give him some encouragement if you have a chance. I think he does a nice job for us here at WKHM. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll name our player of the game for tonight and get you ready for the rest of your weekend here at WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations at Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a one-item pizza with bread for just $17.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes in the postgame here, 26-0, the final, Luma Christi, our district championships, and they'll move on to the regional on next week. I guess we don't know, Friday night or Saturday afternoon, one or the other.
I'm at the edge of my seat, though.
Yeah.
I want to know.
You kind of are.
I actually am, but I'm also anticipating you telling us who the player of the game is.
Well, we got player of the game coming up here in a moment.
Not yet. Oh, come on, Steve.
I just want to kind of preview that game. We haven't seen Clinton.
Yeah, no.
This year, I want to say a couple years ago, we saw them, and it's a good program. It's a consistently winning program. They've had a good year. I think their one loss was in their first game of the year, and I can't recall the opponent. I've only glanced at it briefly, but. They're going to be a good opponent. They're going to come out and be tough. And Lumen will have to play a more mistake-free game than they did tonight for sure.
Yeah, that's something the coaching staff will use tonight to clean that up, because I don't think against this Clinton team you can do that same thing.
Nope. Maybe they can, but this is a good Lumen team. But, yeah, you're certainly, as the games get tougher and tougher later in the year, those penalties will really haunt you. And one of these times they'll run into one of these teams that will be able to capitalize, and Clinton could be the one. That's going to be that first real test, I think, for the Titans. And then it only gets tougher from there with Millington, Detroit Central, Montrose, and Cass City over there. I'm waiting on the other side of the bracket to figure that stuff out. And then when you look at the top part of the bracket, there are some really good games tonight. Menominee and Charlevoix. You had North Muskegon and Lawton tonight. And Pawama Westphalia is still out there waiting. So no cakewalk to a second straight Division 7 state championship, and Lumen's on their way with the win tonight. Player of the game is going to go to Gabe King, our only electrifying play of the night, really. It felt that way. It was the Gabe King kick return touchdown for 95 yards to score. Again, the running back depth was evident for Lumen Christi with no Cadell Williams in the game, but with Rayburg, Gallant, and Hampton all scoring TDs at some point. You go from that Cadell Williams kind of explosive play to a kind of a three-headed monster that is still a pretty good running back tandem back there, or trio, if you will, handling the football for the Titans.
Yeah, I promise you all the other teams in the area would take any of those three guys to be in their backfield and get a lot of carries.
Yeah, so good win tonight for the Titans. They move on to next week. Looks like the Panthers over at Western were leading Stevensville Lakeshore and probably moving on to the next round, where they'll have to face Zeeland West. And I'm not sure. I want to say that I think that Western will still get to host that one, if I'm not mistaken. But time will tell. I'll have to look that up. But you might be able to catch the end of that one if you tune over now to K105.3. So for Ike Watts, executive producer tonight, and the professor, Brian Haynes, any last thoughts?
Well, people before the season said, do you think Lumen's going to win another one? And I said yes, and I'll be honest, I still haven't seen anything to change my mind.
Yeah, they still look like they've got the goods to make it happen. And if they can stay healthy, then it's even easier for them. Not that it'll be easy, but it'll be easier if they have their full complement of talented players. And right now it looks like they do have everybody out there. Banged up or not, they're making things happen. And so, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll wrap it up here from Crowley Field as the Titans win it 26-0. And we'll talk to you next time.